Morris Chung founded TSMC in 1987 after being passed over at Texas Instruments. The pureplay foundry idea was widely dismissed. By separating design from manufacturing, TSMC became the fab for Apple, Nvidia, AMD and Qualcomm, companies that design but do not build. A decisive 7-nanometer lead opened in 2018 over Samsung and Intel and was never closed. By 2026, TSMC holds roughly 60% of the foundry market and makes an estimated 90% of the world's leading-edge chips. 1985 at 54, Morris Chung passed over for the top job at Texas Instruments after a 25-year career, is recruited by Taiwan's government to help build a semiconductor industry in his birthplace. 1987, Chung founds TSMC, with Taiwan's government holding 48% and Philips 27.5%, Texas Instruments declines to invest. The insight nobody else backed: one company should manufacture chips for everyone who only designs. 1994, TSMC lists on the Taiwan Stock Exchange. 1997, it becomes the first Asian semiconductor company listed on the New York Stock Exchange. 2000s, TSMC becomes the foundry for a new generation of fabless firms, Apple, Nvidia, AMD, Qualcomm, each of which designs and none of which manufactures. 2010, during the financial crisis, it doubles down on capital spending while competitors cut, widening its lid. 2015, its 16-nanometer FinFET process wins large parts of Apple's A-series business away from Samsung. 2018, at 7-nanometer, a decisive lead opens over Samsung and Intel that Intel never closes. Morris Chung retires as chairman at 87. 2020, the 5-nanometer node powers Apple's M1 and AMD's Ryzen 5000. 2022, the 3-nanometer node arrives, and TSMC announces a U.S. fab build-out in Arizona that eventually expands beyond $65 billion. 2024, 2-nanometer pilot production begins. TSMC makes an estimated 90% of the world's leading-edge chips and becomes Asia's most valuable company. 2026, with roughly 60% of the global foundry market, nearly all AI compute, advanced smartphones and leading-edge processors are made in TSMC's fabs. TSMC was built on one heretical idea, that designing chips and manufacturing them should be two different businesses. In 1987, the entire semiconductor industry was integrated and the consensus was that a Taiwanese pure-play foundry would never work. 4 decades later, it is the only model that exists at scale, and nearly all the world's advanced chips are made in TSMC's fabs. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point: the pure-play foundry model the entire industry rejected in 1987 is now the only one that exists at scale. Morris Chung built TSMC by separating design from manufacturing at the precise moment everyone else was integrating, and then compounding that single decision for 40 years. Strategic clarity, applied relentlessly, turned a government-backed startup into the most critical company in the global technology supply chain. This is general information, not investment advice.